This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
To connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and part of the Community Waikato podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the room today Emma Redgrove, who is the Grants Strategist for Strategic Grants. Welcome, Emma.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Oh, look, it's our pleasure to have you with us. And so what we thought we'd do just to start us off is just maybe a little bit of an intro about yourself and then who is Strategic Grants?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Roseanne. Yes, kia ora. Ko Emma Tokowingoa. No tauranga moana aho, kia ora. Yes, my name's Emma, and I live with my partner and fur baby over the hill, over the kaimais in, Mount Maunganui, Tauranga. And my background, I guess, actually spans more than 10 years in the public and not-for-profit sector, variety of work from sort of management consulting in those sectors and doing impact reporting for charities in New Zealand and pay my dues at MSD and now working with Strategic Grants. And we work remotely as a team, so myself in Tauranga, my colleague Ruth is in Auckland, and Greta is up in Whangalei in Northland. And then the rest of the team are actually over in Australia, and we serve, the not-for-profit sector in both Australia and New Zealand.
Great. And so do you know how long Strategic Grants has been up and running for and things like that?
Yes.
To share?
Absolutely, yes. We have been in Aotearoa, New Zealand for 15 years now.
Wow.
Yes. So, okay. Quite a while. So a lot of expertise developed in that time. And yes, I can share a little bit about Strategic Grants and what we do.
That'll be great. And I picked up off your website, which has got a lot of great information on there, that your vision is that for-purpose organisations thrive in their mission delivery through strategic funder partnerships and grants best practice.
Yes, definitely.
Great way to sort of wrap that up, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. And it's really that partnerships piece and that strategic partnerships piece that we really try and champion and share with our clients. And Strategic Grants and what we do, we support for-purpose organisations, not-for-profits, to find grants and funding opportunities, and then where and if support is needed to actually successfully win those opportunities. So I can kind of talk through a little bit about our services, if that's useful.
Yeah, that'll be great. I saw on the website, you had quite a lot of different types of services, actually more than I realised available. So it'd be great if we could just share some of those with our listeners.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, yes, in the finding funding opportunities, we have a system called GEMS, which stands for Grants Expertise Management System. And essentially, it's a bespoke system which draws on a database of all the funding opportunities available for not-for-profits in New Zealand. So that's across trusts and foundations, all levels of government, corporate. It's sort of open grant rounds as well as by invitation funders, so a really comprehensive and up-to-date database. We actually have a research team which spend, maybe 80, 90 hours a week keeping it up to date. It's this bespoke system that draws on this wealth of knowledge in the database. And it's pulled into what we called a grants calendar. And essentially, that bespoke build element means that you only see opportunities that are relevant to your organisation, that you are perhaps eligible for. And it displays that in this 12-month rolling calendar. So the idea is that it builds up this pipeline of opportunities so that you can strategically plan your grants program. And it's not this reactive, opportunistic funding that you might find, but actually becomes more of this strategic embedded process that you can plan ahead and really know that all funding opportunities that you could be eligible for are being shown to you.
Which is great, because I know for a lot of organisations, it's like, first of all, where do we start? Where do we find what potential grants are out there? And then it's like, are we eligible or not eligible? And you get all excited, and then it's like, oh no, what they won't cover in their grants.
Yes.
Or you might be outside the boundary that they cover as well.
Yeah, and that's what we really hear actually from organisations that we work with, that, well, firstly, that it takes away those hours spent on Google trying to find opportunities, and maybe keeping your Excel spreadsheet as up to date as you can with those opportunities. And, you know, fundraising specialists are spending all their time doing that instead of really pivoting that resource and spending the time building those strategic partnerships with funders that are out there and writing fantastic applications that really tell a powerful impact story. Like, that is where the expertise and the time should be spent. So GEMS really supports organizations to direct the resource in the right place for that. And then I'd say the other thing that we tend to hear lots about, of course, is that funding opportunities that organizations haven't heard of before come through. So we hear so many success stories of, because it's this sort of comprehensive resource, you know, that it's that one-stop shop, that it's showing everything you can, and we just hear amazing stories of people getting funding that they've never heard of before, which is great.
That's right, because you know, as we say, we only know what we only know, and we don't know what we don't know. And I suppose probably a lot of organisations are aware of the various gaming trusts out there, but then again, maybe not in their particular area.
Yeah.
And some of the bigger community trusts, and maybe one or two of the philanthropist trusts. But there's a lot more out there than what you realise, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely, especially in that by invitation and expression of interest space. Yeah, there's huge opportunity.
Indeed. And so then you, I saw on the website, it was around GEM Local, which was sort of more around designed for helping the smaller organisations, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners and community groups probably be the right fit for them.
Yeah, sure. So yes, we also have a sort of version, I suppose, of GEMS called GEM Local. And it is a much simpler, less comprehensive version that's really designed, like you say, for those smaller community groups and community organisations. So there's a lot of functionality not in there that's in GEMS, but it's still drawing from the same database of opportunities. But there's no bespoke build element. There's just filtering. There's less functionality around managing those grants through your programs from application to finish. So it's really just a resource to show you potentially new opportunities that you haven't seen before. But and that is at a much lower price point than our GEMS portal, which is really designed for those large organizations as part of a strategic element of their fundraising strategy. And in terms of sizing, if it's useful, when we say GEM Local, it's actually designed for organizations who have an annual revenue less than 1.5 million. It's a much lower price point, and we are also partnering with councils around the country actually to provide that to their community groups for free. So we're actually partnering with councils not yet in Hamilton or the Waikato, but if you have teammates or branches in other areas of the country, we're working with about 6 or 7 councils, I believe, at the moment, and ministries, and they're buying sort of bulk subscriptions to GEM Local and then giving it out to their community groups for free to really support the community development in their areas. So that's one to watch as well as we start to partner with more.
Yes, I saw, and we do have a few groups in Community Waikato ourselves. We do cover down into the Taumarunui area, which is part of the Ruapehu District Council.
Great.
I saw on your website that they are one of the councils actually you are working with.
Yep, for a few years now, yep.
Yeah. So that means that any groups that are in that district council boundary can apply for the discount or the fully subsidised.
Fully subsidised, yep.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, which is a great resource.
It is. So it's probably, you know, something that we need to look at knocking on the door of our other local councils, the 9 or 10 other ones around our, you know, sort of greater Waikato region, to say, hey, look, this would be a great sort of investment of their funding into supporting our community organisations. Hey, that's great. And there's I think I saw payment plans, so you don't have to pay it all up front.
There's a kind of variety of price points. And yeah, those prices are spit out over different invoices. But actually, there's a if people are interested, do just get in touch. And the price points are based on actually the size of the organisation and therefore the element of bespoke build that goes into GEMS. But yeah, GEM Local is a single price point, very accessible, and otherwise hopefully free through your local councils. Watch that space as we partner with more.
Okay. Before we move on to chat about some of the other services you provide, maybe we'll just give a quick update of how to contact Strategic Grants.
Yes, sure.
And your website address. Put you on the spot now.
Yes. Well, it's a nice and easy one to remember, strategicgrants.co.nz. And my contact email is just emma@strategicgrants.co.nz. Feel free to reach out to me. And info@strategicgrants.co.nz is our just team inbox.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for that. And we'll include that again before we wrap up later in this podcast. So what are some of the other services that you do have available?
Yes, great. GEMS is our way of helping organisations find those opportunities. And then if and where support is needed to then go and successfully get those opportunities, mm-hmm. we have a range of advisory services that's really fit for whatever is needed. And that varies from whether it's just sort of application writing support or critiquing or tender writing support. We have a monthly sort of mentoring service where we can actually work one-to-one with your fundraising or grants person and sort of strategically build grants as an opportunity. We, of course, like I mentioned, have a wonderful research team that can do sort of specific individual prospect researches. So, for example, if you have a big capital campaign coming up or a new project that is in a totally different area that you don't know what opportunities are out there, our research team can go and do prospect research on just that sort of project or program of work that you've got going. And a variety of advisory services, really, if and where they're needed.
I think the one around, grant writing sort of, it's not just about filling out an application, is it, online? It's around how you can tell your story.
Yes, definitely.
Effectively, and in particular around what it is that you're looking to get funded for, whether you say it is some sort of capital project or a big event or something that you've got coming up, or maybe potentially you're looking to bring on a new program stream and obviously looking to be able to cover the costs to hire some new staff and pay for
exactly.
your operational costs and things like that. That's great. And also too, the mentoring, I'm really interested in that. And mm-hmm. that could be just sort of, especially if it's someone who's coming into the fundraising or grant funding role, fairly new, potentially an opportunity for them to just be able to, have that one-on-one session just to get them going.
Yeah,
and obviously there's a cost factor involved with all of those services. And is that like if you, let's say you don't pay for the local grants database, mm-hmm. Is it just a user pay system to tap into any of those other services?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, just individual services have different price points and yeah.
Right.
Do feel free to get in touch if interested in any of them.
Right. Okay. And I did see another one was around program planning and evaluation as well.
Yes.
Which obviously it's great when you get the funding, but then being able to also, again, be able to really effectively tell the story of how successful, that funding was and, with the program or project or whatever it was that, you were wanting to get funded.
Yeah, definitely. And we often say that a successful grant, only 20% goes into the actual writing of the application. And there's this wealth of work that really needs to go beyond that. And a lot of that sits in project planning and having a project or a program of work that's grant ready, that you've done all that planning, the what, where, how much, and more importantly, the impact that you intend to create with it. And so having a sort of a grant-ready project and then, like you say, being able to then know how you're going to evaluate and collect data and measure that impact and those outcomes. And that's an important aspect after you're successful with your grant in building relationship with your funder and sharing those great impact stories.
Yes, because a lot of funders now are sort of wanting to see, well, what is going to be the potential impact of that funding. You know, it's
important.
You know, look, it's easy to say we're hoping to get 30 people come to this workshop, but what's the potential impact of, you know, the learning that they're going to take from that workshop and go back out into their communities, isn't it?
Yeah.
And by adding that into your planning when it comes to the end of the project, and now you need to do your evaluation piece, you're all set up, you know, yeah. And it might be that you've, depending on how long your project is, you might have a halfway mark where you do some sort of mini evaluation of how we're tracking before you get to the end date.
Yeah, definitely. And reactive at the end of the project data collection never works as well.
No, it doesn't. And sending out surveys online after the fact, responses not always great.
Yeah.
You know, it's trying to, you know, get the people while you can, while they're still there, and maybe, you know, using some little milestones along the way, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. And I did see also too around some courses or resources that people can tap into.
Yeah, we have a wealth of resources really on our website. Excuse me. Some other podcasts and other sort of webinars and blogs that our team write. And we also actually run what we call grant seeker workshops. And actually, they are essentially sort of half day capability building workshops that really focus on best practice grant seeking and speak in much broader terms than beyond that application writing like we're just speaking about. We talk about project planning and impact storytelling and how to build relationship with funders and beyond, more than just the application. So we run those workshops around the country. I feel actually Community Waikato have workshops already here in the funding space, so we don't actually run them here. But we, if you have, again, teammates and branches across the country, we're in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, twice a year, and then kind of wherever the need is. I think we're in Dunedin this year and Whangarei. So as a resource, that's also great to have.
So there are in-person workshops.
Yes,
have you done any online ones? Or
no, not since the COVID days, I don't think.
No, that's right. I think people are starting to shy away from those a little bit, aren't they? We're sort of still offering a few online workshops in a way to try and help reduce the barrier of people being able to get to those in-person workshops. But I know as a facilitator, I so much prefer the in-person setting. You know, I feel you just get so much out of it.
Yeah.
You know, from either myself or for the participants themselves to be able to share with each other on the spot.
Yeah, definitely.
Rather than just on an online platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. And the podcast, yes. You also, at Strategic Grants, have your own series of podcasts. And I listened to a couple of those yesterday. And you can download them free, which is great.
Yes.
So, you know, if anyone wants to go on to that website, which we heard before, which was www.strategicgrants.co.nz, and you'll be able to see some of the different resources and also listen into some of the podcasts that are readily available on the website, if they so wish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, that's great. Look, it'd be great to also maybe think or talk a little bit about, and I'm sure with all of the different groups that, you know, you're in touch with and with your colleagues, is, you know, what are sort of some of the trends or sort of some of the insights or key points around the funding landscape that, you know, be great to maybe share with our listeners?
Yeah, definitely. So, funding landscape, yes. I think the most obvious and clear trend is that especially with the changes in government recently and the upcoming budget, what are we on, 13th? So next week, the budget announcement, there's this real, more than ever, need and necessary understanding to diversify your fundraising income. And we're seeing more and more people turn to grants in that space, perhaps organisations that have had really steady funding through government or through single funders, and now times are changing. So we're definitely seeing this trend more and more towards grants and philanthropy, which, as in monetary terms, philanthropy is actually growing. But of course, as many of organisations listening will know, the competition is also growing. So yeah, we're seeing lots more people turn to grants as this need to sort of diversify your income.
Mm-hmm.
What else is useful to share? I actually could speak to something that we are very excitingly launching this year.
Do tell.
How tantalising. It's called Grants, or GEMS Funding Insights, rather, or GFI for short, because everyone loves an acronym. And essentially, it is, it's actually been a call from funders themselves, realising that GEMS and the database that we have built up over these 15 years has become this really valuable big data resource, really, that can then be interrogated and you know, picked apart to identify funding trends, essentially. So that as a feature is actually now at no additional charge in GEMS for organizations. And funders will now be accessing that. So the idea is that you can interrogate that data and see sort of funding overlaps or funding gaps in particular regions or particular sectors, see who else are big players in the game, and really be able to sort of, I guess, have a look at what's going on in the area of work that you are either funding as a funder or work in as a organisation.
I think that's a great resource that will be coming on board. And I think for both funders and those looking to seek funding, you know, for our funders, you know, they're obviously trying to ensure where they can to keep their costs low so that they can, you know, donate or invest more into the community. So if they're not having to hire someone or spend all the time themselves into looking at all those various insights, and they can readily have that information available, the better. And also too for our, those seeking funding, because I know there's a lot of areas that probably, you know, sort of feel like they miss out, especially some of our rural areas, who, you know, probably, you know, really need that that funding to come in to support them. And, and just picking up on what you talked about before, you know, obviously with the current trend, I suppose, of the government right now, yes, a lot of community organisations that support communities, especially those in real great need, have had their contracts either reduced or completely gone. So struggling in that space. And so, yeah, that whole diversification of funding is becoming critically important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But those insights, I think, yeah, it sounds like that's going to be a great resource to have come on board. And, you know, yeah, I suppose, you know, yes, we might know where the Gaming Trust pub, you know, outlets are, where the gaming machines are, but maybe not a lot of other info in that area.
Yeah, definitely. And a note on actually GFI is that, of course, our database is built off publicly available information that funders share. And so what's publicly available is often just the intended distribution of funding. So, you know, a funder here might say this year we're giving 20 million to sports organisations in the Waikato, and they might not publish their actual distribution of funding. So in terms of a data resource, we're actually working on changing that intended distribution to actual distribution. So get in touch if you're interested with that. But yeah, it's as a resource, it's still the best data out there to be able to see those trends and to see what's going on in your sector.
And also just picking up on what you said before, there's so many more organisations applying to the same funder, so that, you know, the number of applications that funders are receiving has probably doubled, if not more, in some places.
Yeah,
which means it might not be that the funder doesn't want to fund you; it's just that they have to share the load or share the pie as such.
Yeah, definitely
bit more.
Yeah, and that really speaks to kind of what we spoke about at the very beginning, and the partnerships element of actually not sending in blind applications where you might not have met with them, but really understanding perhaps who on your board or who else in your team has got connections with someone who might know someone in that funding, in that funder team, to be able to make those connections and really understand if your application's worth even submitting in the first place. And then, kind of really focusing on building partnerships.
Such a key point that you've raised there. And it's, I know it's something that when we were talking to organisations, you know, stressing that they, it's all about partnerships and building relationships.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, funders will have someone that will be the point of contact. So it's a matter of, you know, looking to either go and meet with them in person or at least have a phone conversation with them to tell your story about who you are and what it is you're trying to achieve and the impact you're trying to make and the communities that you're looking to serve or support along the way.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's then you're looking at all funders have priorities, and so in a way you're looking to help deliver those priorities on their behalf, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And really making sure that you and that funder are values aligned and that it's a good partnership, that you're trying to achieve the same goals.
That's right. And I think it's even more important now, knowing that there's going to be probably twice as many applications going in, so that they have a bit of a better understanding of, oh, yes, we actually know what they're trying to achieve, you know, and the impact they're trying to make. And, you know, they've told us that story. So rather than just trying to read it on a piece of, well, not piece of paper, well, I suppose piece of paper or online in the portal, they can sort of get a better feel of what it is you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, definitely. And on that note, AI is not the answer for that. And to heed with caution when using that in your grant applications, because, yeah, there's the temptation to definitely use it, overuse it in the grant application space. And we hear often from funders that it's very obvious when it's being used and, well, not used well, I should say.
Yes, and that's an interesting topic in itself. We could probably do another whole podcast on that, couldn't we? But we've actually got less than 2 minutes to go.
Oh, do we really?
And but yes, that is a very good tip out there, I think, for our listeners, is not to sort of solely look at utilising AI, because it does take away, you know, that real whole sort of feel of who your organisation is and what you're trying to achieve. You know, look, you might want to, you know, utilise it for just to give you a bit of an outline and ideas and some concepts, but it's really got to be in your own language and sort of what you're really wanting to achieve out there for your, you know, the communities you're wanting to support.
Yeah, definitely. It has to be used in the right way.
It sure does. Right, we've only got 1 minute to go now, Emma. Yes. So any last words from you?
I think just to watch out if there's any grant seeker workshops happening in your region, and if there's any more information that you'd like to know about, feel free to reach out, and more than happy to share.
Okay, maybe if we could just share the contact details once again.
Yes, I'm emma@strategicgrants.co.nz.
And your website address?
strategicgrants.co.nz. Easy to remember.
Easy indeed, it sure is. So look, well, thank you, Emma, for coming in and having a chat with us today. It's really great to get a better understanding of the different services that strategic grants do offer out there. And it's not just the GEM database or the GEM local, which is more designed for a lot of our smaller organisations out there. There's also, you know, the one-on-one support, some mentoring, maybe looking at, you know, sort of even some support around how do we do our program planning and evaluation. So great to see all the different opportunities out there, including your own podcasts as well. So thank you very much. That's us for today. So kia ora, everyone. We'll see you all again.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.